Today on Gardening in a Minute, toads. Florida is home to several kinds of toads. Fowler's toad is found only in the panhandle. It has a white stripe running down its back and resides in wet habitats. The oak toad is the smallest toad in the U.S., reaching only about 1.5 inches. It has a yellow stripe running along its back and lives in upland scrub and other dry habitats. The southern toad is characterized by highly pronounced knobs and crests on its head. It lives in sandy areas and marshes. Florida's toads aren't harmful to humans or animals. But the huge invasive exotic cane toad is so poisonous that it can make pets very sick if they try to eat it. Cane toads eat pet food, so don't leave it out where they can get to it. For more information about toads and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden seeding. An important part of gardening is taking time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Garden seeding can create spaces for relaxing in your landscape oasis. Seeding in the garden can take any number of forms. Benches made from wood, iron, or concrete are traditional favorites, and low retaining and garden walls can double as seeding areas. Table and chair sets can create a space for eating or just hanging out. Look for materials that will stand up to the weather over time. An added umbrella can protect you from the sun. Place your seating where it won't be in the way of other landscape uses and will provide a nice view. You may want to have it near fragrant plants or near water for a heightened experience. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a sprinkler. If you're in the market for a new sprinkler system, you'll notice you have many options to choose from. Hose end sprinklers screw onto the end of the hose and have to be moved by hand to cover more area. Impact sprinklers spray out a fan-shaped curtain of water and the arm tips back and forth to cover a larger area. Gear-driven sprinklers have pop-up nozzles that rotate in an adjustable arc, and spray heads also pop up and typically have a fixed pattern. When you're selecting a sprinkler, think about how adjustable it is, how large and in what shape the coverage area is, and how durable the sprinkler will be. Based on your evaluation, choose the type of sprinkler that best fits your landscape and needs. For more information about irrigation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, milkweed. Milkweed is a group of plants named for their milky sap. They're an important nectar source for bees and other insects and serve as host plants for certain butterflies. Of the many species of milkweed that grow in Florida, two in particular are used for butterfly gardening. Butterfly weed is a perennial native that attracts queen and monarch butterflies for nectar and larval food. It has orange or yellow flowers that appear in the late summer and early fall. Scarlet milkweed has bunches of orange, yellow, and red tubular flowers. It's a larval food plant for the monarch, queen, and soldier butterflies. This plant reseeds itself, grows 2 to 3 feet tall, and blooms during much of the year. Both plants are sure to attract beautiful butterflies to your garden. For more information about milkweed and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing the landscape. Plants need nutrients to grow and typically get them from the soil, but sometimes we apply fertilizer to help them along. Apply the right type of fertilizer at the right time for best results. Different types of fertilizer encourage plant growth in different ways. Some nutrients, like nitrogen, promote lush green growth, while others, like phosphorus, encourage flowering and fruiting. Plants also benefit from the right amount of fertilizer. Over-fertilizing can aggravate pest problems, stimulate excessive growth, and lead to the need for frequent watering. It can also cause pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Typically, fertilizer with some slow-release content is the best choice and may help protect the environment. Before you apply any fertilizer, make sure you read and understand the label and that you follow all instructions. For more information about fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.